You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rabban, it's about 8 lines from the bottom, Testament Beis. We want to learn up this sugya, very sadistic sugya with Rashi and the Marsha. So what we want to do today is study the Rashi's. We did it on Shabbos, this blot. It's not so easy to read up on a Shabbat, on a half-hour daf, a 40-minute daf. So this, I'm not doing with the Chuvis, with the Paiskim. This will just do the Gemara and the Rashi. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to learn up this piece with the Marsha's other pshat. I said, Sam, I don't know any other place in Shas where Rashi argues on Rashi. This is like, I'm hard-pressed to think of another place in Shas where Masha argues with Rashi. It's very unusual. In this Gemara, of the Kazi Bainus. So let's see the Gemara again. Tarabah. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. The Braisa, and then the Gemara Shaila, a few Shailas, that's it. Tarabah. The Merkish is Manu Lirais. A girl is underage. Underage? Under 12. Kota Rashi Peir. It means either 12 or Cyrus. She's underage. Lo Higil is Manu Lirais. She's not yet reached puberty. Her son she saw once by Mishonah Daishaita. Mishonah Daishaita. Shnia Daishaita. Twice Daishaita. Shlishes. She sees 3 times. So now, now Rashi learns, and we'll see the Rambam argues in this. Rashi learns, we're going like Rebbe here. Quote the Rebbe twice as a chazaka. But you don't say Mesla S on the time that she creates the chazaka. See, it says here that the girl is underage, and she sees twice, it's still Dai Shaita. Quote the Rebbe, it's already chazaka twice. So what? Rashi says, the thing that makes the chazaka, it doesn't, you don't say Mesla S. Yeah, since she's underage. So you only say it's Tames less after she established the Chazak. Very important, sheet of Rashi. So the third one, like Rabbi, Kutim Shim Gamliel, the way we paskin, you need 4. Kutim Shim Gamliel, the third time she establishes the Chazak. The fourth time, so Kutim Rashi, with the Marcin and Lavyud, this price is Rabbi, it's going here, it's going on this thing. Now the truth is, see, the Rambam paskins, the Maynivam says, Vestis Kutim Gamliel. Gemara says Vestas we paskin to establish a Ves 3 times. Yet the Rambam paskins like this, Bryce. The Rambam paskins that the third time you already say it's Matamil my friend has less. Even though the Mar Yivam we paskin Vestas. So it seems that the Rishonim, I think Achrayim and Paskin, Rishonim even make a chiluk between Vestas to establish a Vestas we paskin Shem Lomir. You need 3 times. But to make established that a woman is bleeding, you only need twice. They make a chiluk between Vestas and to be Muzekis Bedam. Sorry, because we pass in certain cases like Rebbe. The Mani Vama says, for Katala, certain things, the Gabi Baba Kama, 3 times. Kablanus we pass in twice. Certain things, we worry about Rebbe Shita. So, they want to say, Lachzuki Bedamim, the Rambam's Machal between Vestas, to establish the Vestas, you need 3 times to establish the Vestas. But to make a girl muksad b'damim twice is enough. That's why you paskin the ratio of this brisa, even like paskin of Shimon Leil, but it got be vested. But this chiluk we don't see in Rashi and Tosfos. It's a Rambam's approach.
Is that a chumra in both
cases? Yeah. So, well, see, a vested is a kula and a chumra. It's complicated because we always said having a vested is a kula and a chumra. So you want to know l'chol we paskin like vested 3 times, even l'kula. Is the if we pass like Vestas like Shimon Leil, it's not a suffix, it's Vada. Yet, there's different rules of Gabi Vestas and Gabi establishing Musekis Budam. This is what I found, defense of the Rambam. But let's see again, that's off the block. Let's see on the block. So here the Brisa says, I read third time, underage, third time she bleeds, no, she never misses me. Over Lash Shalosh. Now we continue. The case unfolds. So she saw 3 times. Over Lash Shalosh Anus Virasa, she passed by 3 Anus. And then she saw, so it passed, she didn't see for 90 days. Day 91, let's say she saw. Now, Rashi says something startling in a way here. Why? Why is it Dayah Shaita? She already, is this like Rabbalaza? That every woman that doesn't see 3 times is Dayah Shaita? So she take my Rashi. See, Avalah Shaita says, Rashi in the 6th wide line, first word Avru. Avalah Shaita says, Lacha Shuchzak Verasa. After she was Huchzak Matasi. She was Huchzak Shuchzaka Virasa. She saw 3 times, I'm sorry. She saw 3 times. And then she didn't see for 3 times. I'm still going on the same girl. Underage, saw 3 times. And she didn't see for 90 days. She missed 3 Inus. And then she saw again. Daishaita. Krebelazuk Munalakama. Now you could ask, right? This is not so pashit. Maybe it's only over here. It's not all Nashim. She's underage. Remember, she's underage. See, Rashi says that the Gemara establishes this. So I saw certain Achrayim say, "Well, love Davka. Even if you hold a regular woman who doesn't sleep three times is not still not daya shaita. Regular woman. But she's a... Remember, the Mishnah says only a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, who doesn't see three times, you say daya shaita. A regular woman, we don't have like Rebbe Elazar in this point. I don't think so, right? If it's not the Rebbe Elazar we paskin like, what we paskin like Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus was the four women. The four women that we say daya shaita. That's what we paskin like Rebbe Elazar. But this one we don't paskin like. We don't paskin. If a regular woman doesn't see three times, you say daya shaita. Again, this is all, you know, I say moot. It's not nagel halach. The whole daya shaita. That's when first... This parak in Nida is really not so Megill Halach, so that's Sukkah B'Tayrus. Later in the list, after the Samachs, the last few weeks in Nida, we'll be learning Ilchas Nida. Then we'll really have, we'll get big Ilchas Nida.
Not see three times?
What?
Why does the Menekes have to not see three times?
Right, because some Menekes is bleed. Sometimes you can nurse and you can bleed. Some Menekes is bleed. No, no, but she has some, but there is, that's a machlokes, that's a mayor, or her body was traumatized. There's a machlokes in my wife, my neck doesn't believe. Is it trauma to the body, or because the neck, right? That's a chalot, which is scientifically dubious. Okay, so it's a real, so it says here, so...
There was an article that it does.
Are you?
Yeah, there's, I don't know how many gallons of blood it takes to make a gallon of milk.
But it sounds like making coal into gold. You mean make blood into milk?
It's the blood and the other fluids that are in the blood. It's not the red parts. Maddie Cohen had an article. Interesting. I love that. I don't love that. It's cute, but I'm not a fan of that. Interesting. Very interesting.
Okay. See, the connection that they're going to say is not what he meant. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I understand. It gives you warm, a little warm inside. They knew something, you know. But see, I don't like it because I don't think it's honest. But okay, it's good. It's good. I love it. I love it. And I don't seek it out because I'm not into science so much. So I don't, you know. So they discovered, you know, this is what they feel.
You know,
I'm not sure if I want it. You know. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. That's the thing with these things. So, you know, here you have an argument. What about that sugya? You know, and every sugya, okay. Okay. This underage girl saw three times, then she didn't see for 90 days, and she saw Dayashaita. Second time this happened. Another time, she didn't see three times. She didn't see for 90 days. Dayashaita. The third time, now you could argue. You could say that this is going like Rebbe. This is like Rebbe. See, after twice of this happening, so she already has twice, she's bled. She's underage. She didn't see three times, but twice she bled after 90 days. Rashi makes note here that it can't be the same. If it would be the same, you'd say a daishaita, because she has a vesis. See, Rashi makes note, when it says three times, she didn't see 90 days, and then afterwards she saw, it can't be 91. Remember, we had the Gemara, the other plot. Because then she would be kaveh vesis, and Rashi passes like Rav Dosa, Yishe Sheish the vesis is daya shaita. So Rashi makes a note of this. Rashi says, Rashi says, even though we're going like Rabbi Afalgav, Rashi says the last word in the line is chazak, it's eight from the bottom. Rashi, it's about a little more than halfway down the wide lines. Afalgav the Rabbi of the chazaka betrays him, Lee. So after twice, not seeing 90, not skipping three oinus, and then seeing twice, Hokachadashin vesel di lugo, lasil domino. She didn't stop bleeding. See, the first time she didn't see for three ayinus, so she's not going to bleed anymore. She's underage. She stopped bleeding. But when she saw it twice, she didn't bleed for 90 days. Sure once. She didn't see bleeding sure once. So she already huchzaka that she's creating a new, you know, that she's not mesulekes b'dam. Avilu achematim la b'shinim esles. Because since kesem zin l'alurus. See, rabbis say, a girl is a giyaz man alurus. She sees once, no more daisha. You don't mean a chazak. By a giyaz man alurus, b'sula, if she sees once, boom. And she's next one, that's a basil. But if she's underage, so once doesn't help. So the Afsakri Shon is saying, she's going back to her old habits. She's underage, it's true she saw three times, but she didn't see for 90 days, so she's going back to Enrich's. She's not going to believe anymore. She's less. Like always, she has to create a new chazaka. So twice you say, okay, now she's established. But the third time, you really say, it's Mesleh, because we're going like Rebbe. So the third time, I come to Amos, she gives my lira, it's very important. Three lines to the bottom, the safer the price, talks about a girl, a basula. She's reach puberty, he gives him out of liris. So if she never saw, so we don't see, she's of age, but she hasn't seen yet, so we say Daishaita. Now you don't need a chazar. She's once, Shneya Mitames less, Kilukida. Now, Avalash Shalash Arnais, this is Rabbalazar. This is Rabbalazar. She's of age. Here we need Rabbalazar. The first time Rashi said it, I told you you could dinsach, but not this time. Here we say Avalash Shalash Arnais, Daishaita, this is Rabbalazar. He's now, she's a Giyazman, and she already saw. But if she doesn't see three times, she's like any. Rashi says again, this is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, he'd feel Yalda, any young girl, or any person, not a Zakena. When Rashi says Yalda, two lines from the bottom, he means not Zakena. So I feel Yalda, Rabbi Elazar was special. I'm a man. Rabbi Elazar was a shaita. So again, we're going to a girl who's underage, she's 11 years old. She saw 3 months in a row. So now we're going like Rebbe, we assume, and now she's Matames less. She saw three in a row. Then she didn't see 90 days. So we mentioned in the Dafsi, all this. Quote to Rebbe, why do you need 90 days? She didn't enough to say you didn't see 60 days. I think it's funny, this time around, I didn't see anybody asking. Somebody told me about Chinege, I said, yeah, I mentioned it, right. Quote, the Chayr, if you hold, what do you mean you need 90 days? 90 days means you skip three Inus. Quote to Rebbe, skipping two should Rebbe make Kamasul like his Padam.
What do you find on Shabbos? I think you said before the to undo the Chazaka, because nothing's happening.
Yeah, the Shabbos, yeah, okay, that's what we're forced to say, but what's the mukkah for that? Is there, as I state, but who asked it? Rabbi Kivay asked it. The big lady, I will ask this question, I think. Avrila Shoshan's Rosh Daishait. I'm a man. Oh, on there. Yeah, interesting. I'm a man. Avrila Shoshan's Daishait. Avrila Shoshan's. The first, she saw three times, she didn't see 90 days, and then she saw after 91 days, let's say. So it's Daishait. Hada Kachazia Ba'oinas. Now she saw it 30 days later. This is how Rashi learns both Gemaras. She saw 3 days after the first skip, and the next sugya, she saw 3 days after the second skip. That's how Rashi learns Gemara. The Lashon Mashur doesn't like the Lashon Hadachazia, but oh, nice. It's not oh, nice, it's just oh, no. So Lashon, see, that's one of the Mashur's two kashas on Rashi. So let's look at Rashi. Okay, Rabbi, say quickly. Hadachazia, but oh, nice. The Gemara wants to know. This is what the Gemara wants to know. If a lady, she's low Yizimana Linus, and she saw 3 times, now she missed 3 Oinas, and then she saw after 30 days, she missed 3 Oinus, and then she saw. And then she saw again after 30 days. See, the case in the Brice is she skipped another 3. The Brice says she skipped another 3. We want to know is what happens if she didn't skip another 3. She saw 30 days after that, after the 90. You got it? Yes. Other Chazim Oinus, look at Rashi. Achariyazu. After she skipped 90 days, then she saw 30 days later. Mai. Da'ashaito. Umatama Mesles. Now, what's the Shaila? Now, this lumdis, we're going to learn now about Richas and Rashi and Marsha, is the same Rashi and Marsha. It's really the same lumdis, just a different pshat. Miyamin, Tani Basra. The Brisa said she skipped another 90 days. Then you say Dayashaita. What happens if she skipped only 30 days? Would you also say Dayashaita? See, the case of the Brisa was she skipped another 90 days. And then she said, you say Dayashaita. What happens if she didn't skip another 90 days? She just saw 30 days. Miyamin, Tani Basra. Vod Avrila Gimel Onas, Tafka Katani Haru. It's only if you skip 90 days. D'chazoi l'soif oina. That's it's tafka. When he said skip 90, that's the only reason you say Daishaita. The second one is because she skipped another 90. But if she would have seen 30 days later, Matames less, she's underage. Why? But she's underage. Tafka gadol gizman. Kivin l'husaka loya, she saw 3 times. Kamasal gimaloinas, vishainas, hariki gizman. Is the key on this. A girl underage sees 3 times, she gizman. Doesn't matter, you're underage, you're not underage anymore. If you bled 3 times, it's like a gizman. Remember, Rabbi said, by gizman of the second re, it's already mesles. If she saw 3 times, so we say, you treat her like a gizman. She already saw 3 times. Now, she didn't skip 90 days, so she saw once. Oh, she saw, so she skipped 90 days, now she's miselekesed, let's say. Then she saw once. If she sees again after 30 days, she's a gizman of the second re, you don't need a chazaka. Remember, we went to the sefer. He gives mana. So now we're saying that seeing 3 times in a row is like he gives mana. It's the same halacha. That she's 11, but she bled 3 times, so she's already right away. So the second riyah. So that's why we say it. So we say it's dafka katan. Only if she skipped 3 the oinus. But if she saw 30 days later after that, after this 3 after the 90 day skip, shaita by so if she skips another 90 days, okay, she skipped 90 days like Rabbi Elazar. But she's a like a gizman. The first sad is that when you see 3 times, you're like a gizman. Chaz herself, sul herself, ona. When she sees after an ona, tam mesles, kolisha shavu la gimul onas. any woman like Rabbi Elazar, any woman, I'm going to give a lonus. If she sees twice, if she's not going to give a lonus, if she sees once, then if she sees, it's a shaita. If she says again, it's day day shaita. We're showing like the same if the price we just studied. I'm like, hecha de chazuv avr gimel einas. If she skipped another three einas, and then she saw day shaita by riach Rabbi Elazar. So it doesn't matter that she saw twice now, because even she says it's matter. But any girl who skips three einas is day shaita, except. Rabbi Elazar is only speaking. We know Rabbi Elazar holds. If you skip twice, you also say Daya Shaita. So Rabbi Elazar holds any issue that skips three ayahs is Daya Shaita. If you skip twice, it's also Daya Shaita. That's unrecorded, but anyway, Mimodi Daya Shaita, which is at this Chazik, or Rebbe, Rashi Mamliya. Quote the Rebbe, if twice you do it, it's just a Chazaka. So then the third time, the same as less. And quote Rashi Mamliya, three times you do it, the third time. Rafak of the Rashi Rebbe. Rashi says something stubborn. I forgot the Reisha Rebbe, Sefer Kram Shimulia. Even though the Reisha is Rebbe, so the Sefer is like Shimulia. Now, Tosfos argues strongly.
That's a Yisrael case, is a Sefer.
No.
What's
the Sefer that he's referring to? He's, no. He's saying, Reisha Rebbe, he's Sefer Kram Shimulia. Sefer Kram Shimulia. The Reisha is Rebbe. After three times, Oigis Mana, the ratio means when she saw three times, the third time is Meslas. That's only late Rebbe, because she only need four. That's Rebbe. But when he says Sefer of Shimulil, he means this case. This case means that if you skip twice, so according to Rebbe, if you skip twice, you see that's a Shini Vezes. According to Rebbe, so you should be Matami that one, because the Ika Rebbe came to Chazoy Ba'onos, since. See, quote the Rebbe, this wouldn't make any sense. Why? Because quote the Rebbe, Dika Rebbe, Kim the Chazoy Ba'oinais, she saw 30 days later, Habib Damino Lal Giazmana. We compare it to Giazmana. Ki Chazoy Ba'afsaka Nami. He's saying like this. In the first side of the Gemara, we say he saw three times, it's like Giazmana. Right? If he saw three times, it's like Giazmana. So once it's a year's manna, so Menel, if you see twice, see ready tome. So what's the most shadow of the chazab yonis? It must be only Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
But it's after the second
one. Ki chazoy chazoy b'afsaka. Since ki zimni chazoy b'afsaka, goy mosul mafeya, v'shini v'esiso. She saw it twice. So the seeing twice, she saw after 91 days, let's say. Then she saw after 30 days. So she saw twice. So it's a glowing Muslim afraid she lists to the low seal of dam, which name a tam has less. She's really schazek with dam. See, we're saying, even according to Rebbe, you don't become, say, Mesla S if you have to create a chazaka. But you don't have to create a chazaka. You thought she was Mesalakis bedamim. Now you see you made a mistake. She was never Mesalakis bedamim. So the second one, according to Rebbe, Avada be matame. So we're asking, according to Rebbe, Shimon Gamliel.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
See what Rashi is saying, you need Rebbe.
Right.
Should Rebbe be?
A chazaka according to Rebbe.
Right. And I am not Matami, the one that makes the chazaka, but you don't need a new chazaka here. You just being Megala that.
She's not
Mesulekas B'dam. Right. She saw twice already. She's not Mesulekas B'dam. So we thought she's Mesulekas B'dam. She sees twice. She's not Mesulekas B'dam. So therefore, according to Rebbe, if the Chazi Ba'oinais. So what does he mean, the Sefer? So he means even after 90 days. When she sees after 90, the Brisa says after 90, it's Dayashaita. If it's another 90, according to Rebbe, it would be Dayashaita. According to Rebbe, another 90, so another 30 also wouldn't be. So this Sefer. So he means the case of skipping the second 90. And as a quote of Rebbe, if you're counting her as a gears mana liras, so once you establish it's a shinivesis. The quote of Rebbe twice establishes shinivesis. You don't need to establish a chazaka here. You're just saying that we thought she stopped bleeding. She didn't stop bleeding. So she'll be matame mesles the second time. And here it says the second time is mesles is dayashait also. So that's only like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Taisus, the big top Taisus, can't tolerate this. The Rishis Rebbe, Sefer Shem Gamliel, the Gemara should have said something. Now Rabbi said, this whole Pilkun Rashi is because we're saying that when a girl sees three times underage, it's like she's overage, but maybe that's not the pshat. Oh, don't know. No. If she saw it after 30 days, we also say Dayashait. Why? The Mucha Milsa, Tafsak Rishana, Susila Dumin, Haisa, Feloshin Ivesis. Adhaba, if she saw it after 90, 91, then she sees it after 30. So it's Mucha Tafsak Rishana, Susila Dumin. The first Tafsak is not creating a new Vesis. See, if she sees twice, you know, after 90 days, she says she's changing her pattern. But if she saw it after 90, then after 30, Feloshin Ivesis. Yoshon the Chazal Kad Musa. And that's the Lamdis. If she sees once after three times, do we say now she's like a Gias Mana? Well, no. She's not like a Gias Mana. She's called by the Chaz Musa. She saw three times. That's like she's a Gias Mana. When she didn't see 90 days, she becomes a little Gias Mana. See, that's the lumbus that Rashi learns, and even the Masha learns. The lumbus is what happens after she doesn't see three times. Do we compare it to a low? Do we say she's like a Gias Mana? When she bleeds three times, it's like she's 12 years old. Do we say no? She didn't bleed three times. Now she's already pretty much, she's underage. Oh, Dilma, Yishlam, the mod, the chazaka, the psychos, chazik, oid, achav, sucker. She needs to create a new chazaka. So that's the shayla. If you don't see for three times, do you have to create a new chazaka? Or you say, no, once, now she's already a gizmana. The first side of the Gemara holds that even if she doesn't see three times, if she saw three times, so even though she didn't bleed for 90 days, but she bled again, then we don't look at her like a low gizmana. You look at me, she already bled three times, it's like she's a Gizmana. The second one holds that it's not like a Gizmana.
So this is
sound
from
legal
grip.
Yes, yes. That's the good news. That's why it's such a funny Shaila. So right. So when you think the first side that say the Sefer Shimon Leo, this side everything is like ready. Then I did not vote over as a Daishaita. Rabu Sashmi. So if she saw up to 30 days, she would also be Daishaita. He's been saying she goes back, she's a low Gizmana Leras. Two won't do it. She's a according to this side, once she saw three times, well, it looks like she's reached puberty, then she skips three times, she goes back to being an 11 years old. She's a low gears manaleros. So why did it say three times? It's a chiddush. If she saw 30 days later, it would also be daishaita. Even though twice, so she has a pattern of skipping 90 days and then seeing a gloy milsa, she invests it. It's a chiddush, even though twice she skipped 90 days, and then she saw El Afilu Rebbe Dayashaita. Why? The Hafsaka Kamaisa, well, because there's a Kamusa, not an Osa. Back to an underage girl. So you discarded Shteirius? She has to establish a pattern. Over Gimeltit Mamesles. So that's Rashi's amazing Psha. Let's turn to the Basha. The next Gemara. Is between this is between 1 and 2. The next Gemara, see the Gemara quickly. Gemara says again, Gemara Paskins. I'm going to my regular Marav. Pam Rishon Shnei Dai Shaita. Pam Rishon Shnei Dai Shaita. What is Pam Rishon Shnei? This is Kachazi Ba'Oinus. First Pam Rishon means the first week after the 90 days. Ushnei second week is Dai Shaita. Shlishes. If you saw again after 30 days, that means it's Kilukita. Now we ask, what happens if you saw after 30 days after the second one? V'Hadar. Then we ask V'Oid over Lagim Alonis. So now she passed another 90. So the Gemara told me after she skipped only 90 and so after 30. This Gemara after she skipped another 90, whatever, like, rest of that Shaita. Habu Chasibayin, same Shaita. After two skips, she saw the Unless. Right. See, here the Gemara paskins differently. Amrav Kanam, Amrav Gilam, Amrav, Pam Rishona, Daya Shaita. First time is Daya Shaita. Shneer, Matam Lesam, Sim Kilkin, you know why? Right. Because we're Rebbe. See, after twice is a Chazaka. She already established a Chazaka. So if she sees once more after 30 days, it's Matam Misles. So look at Masha learns the Gemara. The Masha learns the Gemara is going only like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the way we paskin. Look at the Masha, it's not such a big Masha, not even such a difficult Masha, interesting Masha. It's the third Masha on Daf Yod, it's page Yud Gimel, the back of the Masha is the Pirush Rashi, Pam Rishona, Hi Hari'i Asmuch Alaf Saka. Pam Rishona, it goes over three times. The Psak, Pam Rishona means the one after 91 days, Shli is 30 days later, and the third one is 30 days later. So Rashi says, Pirush Rashi, Rav Gidl, this is Rav Gidl's solution to the Shaila. Pam Rishona, Hi Hari'i Asmuch Alaf Saka. Upirush Odach, the Masha is two kashas on Rashi. Shapirish, the Rishina, Yasmuch Lafsaka, Rishina. He learned the Rishina is the one, the Rishina is not going to Chabi Chazi Ba'inus, it's going back to the one that she saw after she skipped 90 days. Chemidach Rav Gidl. The next child, the last child, is Rav Gidl. Her Rishina, Yasmuch Lafsaka, Shneer. Why is he mentioning that one? Why is he mentioning the first Ri again, the first Ri after she stopped for 90 days? Can we learn? We're not even talking about that Riyah. Why is the Gemara calling that Riyah Rishayna? We're not even bringing it up. See, Rashi is learning, when Rav Gidl was Peshit the Shaila, Rishayna means the first one after the 90 days. But we weren't talking about that one. We're talking about Hadachaz B'Aynas. So why call that Riyah Rishayna? There's a lot of the Gemara, Lekachaz B'Aynas Mai. Lekachaz B'Aynas Mai. Rav Gidl, that is Shaita. Gam Milas B'Aynas. I like the second question better than this first. Hadachaz B'Aynas. It's only one on that. 30 days later, why is it called Oynas? It has Oynas. Any Meduktak, that they have the Chazia, but Oyna. We are Oyna Achas, Shach, we are Smukh Sakam Kamibai. So Mashiach says, I have another Pshat. See, I saw the Chachmas Betzalel, and noticed in the front cover that 50 years ago, exactly, it says, Tu Shia from Yitzhak. I have a very emotional Chavrusa. And it says, Tu Shia from Yitzhak. Taf Shin Lamet. I just looked in the front cover of my Sefer, and he says, Tu Shia, it's a Talmud, it's a Ranchberg, Talmud, of the Rebbe Yehuda, Bezalel Ranchberg. He wrote say some Sefer called Chachmas Bezalel. They probably called it sometimes brilliant Sefer. He was a god of Talmud of the Rebbe Yehuda. And my Chavrusa, I think I was learning Nidum with him maybe. So he got it for me. And it says, Tav Shilam, Tushia from Yitzchak. Tushia from Yitzchak. It's his name. Yeah, this is Yitzchak Altman. His brother-in-law was the head of the Board of Education in that 50 years ago. Lachman? That's his brother-in-law. Married his sister. So I was the Shadchan later when he went to Eretz Yisrael. My wife and I were the Shadchan, this Yitzhak Altman, Ira, we used to call him, yeah. So he got me this safer. I didn't know about it at all. I just noticed it today. I looked in the comments. It says, Tav Shin Lamed, Tushia from Yitzhak. That's all it says. Like a very emotional guy. It was like typical. Tushia from Yitzhak. So, Luli Pirish Rashi. So why was I bringing up the Chachmas Bezalel? Yeah, because he says, Mashiach is so good, the Loras Yosef, the Beis Yosef says the same Pshat in the Rashba. He criticizes the Mashiach. Why don't you see the Beit Yosef? The Beit Yosef says it's Pshat in the Rashba. The Taz argues, it's a big machlokes in Yeridea, what the Rashba means in the truth. So let's see the Mashiach's Pshat. Ule Pirish Rashi, Nira Lefarish. Dalil Ram Shimon Lekamalai. This Gemara's Rashi threw in Ram Shimon Lekamalai. Yes, the whole Gemara's going to Ram Shimon. Dalil Ram Shimon Kamalai. Why is it my ask Rashi? That's how we paskin. To invest this Samlan Tana Kabas, it can come on. Vestas with Samlan Kab Shimon, and we're not making like the Rambam Chilukim, we paskin on Shimon Lomriel by Vestas. So this Shai is Allah Chilukim Shimon Lomriel. It's interesting. See, the Rambam leaves out this whole Gemara. The Rambam leaves out this Gemara. So it could be he learned the Gemara's going like Rebbe. So that's, the Rambam leaves out this whole Gemara. It's a mystery. They ask why. Kanami Lugabi Kfitzis, like that Gimel. You know, it's a Machalik Shishan, I didn't realize this. I missed it. Remember the Gemara with the kfitzis and the yamim? She jumped on Sunday and she said, can you be kaveh vest for kfitzis without yamim? No. Machlek is Rishon. It's a machlek, you say you know, Yossi. It's a machlek is Rishon. Rashi, there seems to be steers in Rashi about this. I noticed in the poskim that it's a machlek is Pashit, Oynis, you're not kaveh vest. I would also say like you. But it's a machlek is Rishon. Rishon said that Rashi went by Pesach says no. So Shai says she just has a vest for kfitzis. No, yeah, just whenever she jumps, she sees. Is there a vessel for jumping? It's a machlekes for jumping.
The most case is always young together.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's a machlekes if you can rishon. If you can just have a vessel.
Is there a time limit on the Shabbos one? When you said
first, we had a fight. My daf yomi pshat na gemara. By the way, I'm sure. See, the one who was fighting, he cheats. He always looks in odd scrolls. It's hard to argue with, but I do anyway. But when it says every Sunday, does it mean three Sundays later? Does it mean every single Sunday?
That definitely has to be three Sundays later.
So I told you, we like this. They both thought to be chushim because they're vestu and you may zivah.
It's not possible because it'll be seven.
It'll
be in the zivah period.
So what? You can make a vestu during the zivah period. I don't cover it. It's machlekes. You may need it. You may zivah can cover a vestu. Daf yalef it. Don't. You abandon me. I said. So fit what?
I heard that shot yesterday. 7:11.
I thought
that was.
Well, what did he say?
He said it has to be 7:11, so right. It has to be...
But it's wrong. Why are they saying that?
Yeah.
It's not correct. Yeah, well, I was with Akim, I mean, I couldn't. I read Rashi. Rashi says Sunday. So Rashi doesn't say 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. So it was
the Shabbos one in that case.
Yeah, when she jumped first and then
she... And I say it was right before Shabbos.
It's wrong, because you can't establish it during the
day.
But it's wrong. The Gemara says later, you can't.
Right.
You can see the next Gemara. Okay, I don't know.
Later winner.
So, Man, you're Aleph. The machlek is fine. You have to do Mishnah. Besoch imeni. Sebad nesnei ziva. Chutzai besoch imeni idla boi dika. Hagish. Lama yishu kvaz vesem besoch imeni zivasa. Vein yishu kvaz besoch imeni zivasa. Shabba. Rav lama yishu kvaz vesem besoch imeni zivasa. Even besoch imeni zivasa. Everyone holds yikovei vesem besoch imeni zivasa. You're off on the Aleph. Right, you have to do Mishnah. Next block. That's what Michael said. That I shot him down.
He was reading the same thing.
What?
He was reading the same thing.
I don't know. No, but I don't know. They have to be right. Too many scholars. You know, I say, I'm a little guy. I spend a little time. You have guys working all day. Seven big scholars. You know, not, but sometimes they still make a mistake. No, it's possible. It's unlikely. But they do make mistakes. Okay. Let's see the Masha. So let's quickly see the Masha. Learn from Bershai. Pirish Dachuk. He has two kashas on Rashi. His verse he doesn't like. He calls that Kadachas Imayinus. Rear Rishayna. Rashi does Rishayna means the one you saw after the not seeing for 90. He doesn't like that. Because the Gemara wasn't talking about that. Rav Gittel is passing. Rear Rishayna, Rashi. We weren't talking about that. The Baisa says that. That's Masha's first kasha. I like his better second kasha better. He says ba'oinah.
Oh, no.
I say oina. With 30 days later, ba'oinah was in the middle. They want to chazi ba'oinah. I know I chazi yishmuchah. We're like luli pirush Rashi near it. The first time we learn from Kabbalah, he's going to learn the same language. It's very easy. The Masha, he learns that it's going like Rishim Gamliel. He begins to say something. Kabbalah says come on. The Gabi Rabbi Kvitzes three. To make we paskin like Rabbi Moshim, like Rabbi Moliel, that you need three for verses. Like the Kvitzes says three times, that reminded me, the Machlokes Rishonim, is there such a thing as kavei verses just for jumping, but it's only jumping connecting today's. What's the Asya? Ach Sefer, if you must say Asya. Ah, the Sefer. See, the ratio can't be Moshim Moliel, you know why? Because it says she saw once, twice, and three times, it's she's underage, she saw three times, it's Matames less. That can't be Rav Shimon. Because the one that you establish the chazaka
can't be
mess less. So Hachseif. Rav Shimon Matsyasya. The Seifa, when it says she saw didn't see 90, she saw once. Didn't see 90, she saw again. She didn't see 90, she saw again. That works even according to Rav Shimon. The Seifa, meaning after she didn't see three times, after the third time, that can go like Rav Shimon. Matsyasya. Came in the gimel zini chaziv afsaka. Since she three times, she saw afsaka. It's a chazaka. Since she didn't three times, it's a chazaka. That it's a chazaka that she's not so like it. She just had changed her pattern. Daf afsak rishana, zim bechazar al kamusa. Daf afsak rishana, zim bechazar al kamusa. What's he asking? The gimzim lechaz bafsak. Havi chazaka. And what does he mean? And he means, lechari, he means that tzigloi milsim afreya, the third one. You don't have to establish a chazaka. You don't have to establish a chazaka, you're just establishing that she's not the Sulekes Kedamin. See, it's different than establishing a chazaka and just deciding that she's not stopping to bleed. You see, she bled three times. Daf Afsak Rishana Lechzim Chazaka, Chadmusa. Daf Afsak Rishana. See, I don't know what he means with these words. Daf Afsak Rishana Lechzim Chazaka, Musa. Okay, come on. This is Mashal and Zishai. The Katanim Acha Afsak Rishana, Avra La'oid Gimel Oynus, Shal Rasa Racha, Onus Shalishis. Missed 90 days and Shuan Day 91. She didn't wait 90 days to see the second time. In those onos, she saw each 30 days. Hada chazi ba'onis means you're asking if she skipped 90 days and she saw again. It says she skipped 90 days. What happens? Hada chazi ba'onis. In those 90 days, she saw. El kachazi nami achon rishona ushniya. She saw hada chazi ba'onis. She saw. The Gemara is asking. She saw after 90 days once. Then she saw 30 days later and 30 days later. So how many times did she see? Three times. Halachazi onus. That's what it says, onus. Riyah Rishona Shniyah Shachariyas Mukhlaf Sap. Rishona. Uvatavai Kumibayle. And he's asking on both of them to Fibish Rashi. Uvatavai Kumibayle. Halachazi Ba'onus. Tavai Kumibayle. Fibish Rashi. Dimdai. Now he's learning the same lamdas as Rashi. Can we count her like a girl who's a Giyazmana Liras? Dimdai Niluk Giyazmana. Oh, the same lump, this is Rashi. If she counted it like a Yizmana, so she'd be telling me on the both of them. She, remember, she didn't see 90, she saw once, then she saw again and again if the 30 and 30. So if you hold, she's like a Yizmana, so number two, the both only should be Tame. Mishum dal soka roya, and Mishum be Mishnia, mitames less. So, because we treat her like a Yizmana, so she'll be Tameya if the 30 and if the 60, both of them. But then be Tameya. Vim tainu babsak rishon bechazor lukad musa. The same lum, this is Rashi. If she doesn't see 90 days, we don't say, oh, she's like a Gizman, she saw three times. Remember, this girl saw three times in a row at the beginning. So we say, no. Lo, daimin, vimin, no vesem mishnah v'chazak musa. If daimin lo vesem mishnah. Him daimin lo vesem mishnah v'chazak musa. Raya vim mishnah mishnah mitam nesles. Him daimin lo vesem mishnah v'chazak musa. I say, no. If she didn't see 90 days, she's right a lo yiyos man. Just like Rashi learns along. Same lom, this is Rashi. Bim mishnah v'mishnah daya shaita. He'll be daya shaita day 30 and day 60. Remember, the Masha's learning how the chazi ba'oinos means she saw twice if the 30 days during the 90 skip. She skipped first 90 and she saw once. The second 90, she saw twice. She saw twice. So if you hold, she's like a Yizmana, she'll be telling me both of those reasons. But if she's saying no, she's a like Yizmana. You made a mistake. She's underage. So then, she'll be Tahira in the year 2 and 3. We're going like Shimon Gamliel. So even though she saw three times, she saw after 90. Then she saw again and again. But it's only three times. If you go to Shimon Gamliel, you'll still be Torah on time 2 and 3. That shaita me like, on the shlishis, she re-reveals the Maria Hashem, achav saka rishon. See, let's chazik in the zimu gedamim. See, again, do you need to make a new chazak? If she's like a low gear, the same lum, this is Rashi. When she skips 90, we say, well, she's like a gear's man, if she's raised to her three times. We say, no. Once she skips 90 days, we make her go back to an underage. We do a reveals, but that less. Tam Gidol says, according to Masha, Rav Gidol is only speaking about those new ears. Parmishayinu Shnia, 1 and 2, Sh'achar Yis Hafsaka. According to Masha, Rav Gidol is not speaking about the first 3 after 90 days. That was already opening the braisa. The Gemara is not talking about the next 2. Yishadai Shaita, Sh'afsaka Chazal Kanusa. So we're Nana, once she stops seeing for 90 days, she's underage again. And if you don't say, oh, she saw once, now she saw again. She's underage. I she saw 3 times, but when she stops 90 days, we consider her like an underage girl.
It starts again.
Yes, it starts all over. You have to make Sikha Ben is Chazik. She has to start again. Both Rav Gidols, we're asking the same Shaila Shapim. Rashi, Masha is learning, and it could be the base. Not only it could be the Rashi Ban Tshuvis, the base Yosef, Machalik's base Yosef in Taz, if the Rashi Ban Tshuvis means like the Masha. Rav Gidol got to be reassured. Now, what about the second one? Let's just quickly end this. So now we're talking about if the second skip. Rav Gidol, the second Shaila of the Gemara, Hodek Chazi Boyim. So we read Paskin that after 90 days, she skipped 3 times. Then she saw again. So then she skipped 3 times, she saw. Then she skipped another 3 times, and then she saw. Then we ask again, Hodek Chazi Boyim. If the twice, this happened twice. She saw 3 times, she was Mukhzad Dam. Then she skipped 90 and saw. Skip the 90 and the 90 saw, and then Hodek Chazi Boyim. Then she saw the 30 and 60 during that third. As if this happened twice, she didn't wait another 90 days. She saw it twice. My show's running consistently. The other Shaila. Again, going like Hashem Gamliel. Shapit Ben Bishoina, Ben Bishnia, Shachariya Smuch Lafsaka Shnia. We want to know Hodek Chazi Boyim. What's the Boyim? Oh, nice. If she saw after 30 and 60 days, after the second skip. After the second skip, she saw once, then she saw twice more. Hodek Chazia Ba'ai Nice. She saw after 30 days, and after 60 days, after the second skip. Become Rav Gidol. Now, what did Rav Gidol say? L'gabi Riyah Rishayna. Gabi Shadainina, Dainina La, Bechazel Kamusa. By the first Rishayna, we say, right, the Rishayna. Back, she's back. L'gabi Riyah Shnia, we don't say Chazel Kamusa. Amazing thing. And as if the Riyah Rishayna, she's underage. She has to be Musekis 3 to 4 times. She says again and again. The fourth time, it will say, and that's less. But after she does it twice, then we say, she's still Daya Shaita, but it's not Chazal Kamusa. The comment of Kiddel, Riyah Rishayna, the Chazal Kamusa, Chazal Shnia, Daya Shaita, Riyah Shnia. But once this happens twice, Dainil Abi Giz Mana, Afsak Shnia. It's like not bit kid. Daniel King is mana. I've sucked a shnia. Come along, reading Chazal Kamusa. Amazing. See, it's amazing. Love this in Masha. That you only, he's Mechalik. This doesn't work in Rashi. Masha is saying, right, if you only skip 90 days and then you see, so we say, no, you got to be Mukhsa 3 times the 4th time. You'll be Matamis less. You got to be making new Chazaka. It's Chazal Kamusa. But after this happens twice, then we say, okay, it's not Chazal Kamusa. We say, okay, she didn't see 3 times. Like it says, Daya Shaita, but it's not Chazal Kamusa. So if she sees, so now what happens? So that's the Chazal Kamusa. So which one will be Tami? So which one will be Tami after the second time? So if she, it's not Chazal Kamusa. So if she sees after 30 days, it's like he gives Manaliras. Once she, so she'll be Tami both times. I'm not sure, 1 second. Let me see. So what did Paskin? Vod, Avalu Yomim, Sadashayt, Hodikos Manamai, Pami Shayna, Dai Shaita. Pam Yishayin is the Ayish Haita. So what does it mean after 30 days? But Pam Shneem is times less. Why?
Because
yeah, but see, it's not so simple. Because if you're saying it's lo chazal chamusa, after the second time, so she should already be metame. She skipped another night, and then she saw. So it's not chazal chamusa. So she sees once more. What does Rav Gidl say? Once you're not higir, once you're years manalir, it's the second re already tame. He says you're only tame the third re. Now she's saying you're only tame the third re. So the teretz is, it's a little confusing. It's not, we're not being done like a regular higir zman. Not like. Well,
after the second 30-day seeing, that's Tameh.
Right. Second, that's what the Pasuk is after the second one. After the second one, the first one. But I'm asking, if she says Yigizman, it should be even the second one. If you don't like she's Yigizman, so even the second one should be Matam and Esles.
Yes, but you know, the same reasoning that can't, if that's the one that changes back to Yigizman, that itself can't be Esles.
No, but I think it's... No, but I mean, that one can... Yeah, but... Yeah. So you have to say that you still have to have three. You don't have to establish a new chazaka. It's Zigir's man. But you have to have at least three. You have to have a chazaka that she's muhzak as bedamin. Two won't be enough. Because she's still not with my she's not muhzak as bedamin. But once she sees three times, so then we say it's a glowing Muslim afreya, and then she'll be mutami the third one.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.